All right. Thank you very much to David Green of the Procrastinators. Did I get the name right, Rush? Shut up, Rush. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Rush and his guest for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. You are now in mascot wedding territory. That was the worst gun sound I've ever made in my life. There you go. Oh, no, I'm having a flashback. Let's go with some down up. Let's go Elvis Costello off the Get Happy album. This is King Horace. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. The extended cut of the bad music. The time is 6:03 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's program, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. OP, although that is meaningless, and so I'm going to stop saying it. I forgot that time. Then correct number again, 472-5667. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open. You tweet it. I will see it and read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, and nobody else. Quit your bitching, David Hotta. How are you doing? What did we just hear?
We just heard Elvis Costello and the Attractions from the Get Happy album. That was King Horse, because I'm feeling like a King Horse today. I'm clip-clopping over everybody.
Oh, King Horse. King Horse 2K12.
That's right.
Although, David, as much as I love King Horse, I got to say, I don't know if it is going to compete with our other 2012 nickname, Radio Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like the late 80s Pistons.
Right. That is true.
You come at us, we don't care. We're printing up some terrible towels.
Yeah.
Waving them around. You know, we're throwing some bows.
Maybe we can have more than one nickname, like Apollo Creed did in Rocky IV. Like, that introduction was like 3 minutes long.
How about you just be King Horse?
Okay.
And together we will be Radio Bad Boys.
Well, I don't want to be the only King Horse.
What if we're the mascot Pistons?
What if you have your own nickname? What is your individual nickname then?
Oh, boy. Oof.
So, okay, we're the Radio Bad Boys. It's the King Horse, and it's the...
God, I don't know. I honestly cannot tell you right
Panini
now.
Panini Press.
That's not it. I don't want that to be
I don't know.
It.
It's in the lead.
Don't let that be it.
It is a one-way tie for first.
By the way, I was not here last week. Thank you to Joe Parsons for filling in.
Yes, thank you.
I was looking at the tweets from last week. The people who tweeted at us at Mascot Wedding. Bohonka13, tweet suspended for life.
No parole.
Yeah, no parole, buddy. Anytime you mention you going to the bathroom in a tweet, and then also... tell us we're not funny in the same tweet. Yeah, I guess we got thick skin, of course, because we're the bad boys.
Yeah, but exactly.
Still, it was more the first part.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that. You're gross.
Exactly. You're gonna have to do a lot to let's just say buy your way back in.
Yeah, come membership drive. You drop some cash on us. That tweet's mentioned thing. That's getting lifted.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll look the other way. Maybe I'm like Officer Krupke in West Side Story, where I just let the gangs run wild in my own town.
Because come membership drive, we are dancers. Dancers for money.
How are you, Mac Blake?
Wow, how am I? I am good and bad.
Okay. Which one do you want to take first?
Let's start the good part.
Good.
Good, because I'm living in Austin, Texas, and I was driving on the way here, and I was looking at the clouds in the sky, because it's kind of a rainy day, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at all that wide open sky. Now I don't have giant buildings that clog in my view
all
the time. It's great. Also... I had some things I was thinking about today, what I was going to do. I had a lot planned. You know what I ended up doing?
What's that?
A little bit of it.
Oh.
I was going to go see a movie. I was going to go try and see Ghost Rider.
Oh, right.
To talk about it on the show. But I just could not build up the energy to see what I know is going to be a god-awful movie.
But it's going to be god-awful in such a fun way, though.
Yeah, and that's why I'll probably see it the week.
Yeah.
But, and then I also, I got a podcast up. I did a little laundry.
Okay.
But then I just, not only did I sleep in, I also napped.
Oh,
boom.
What?
I know. Bad Boys. Radio Bad Boys, because we've been so busy. I was just talking about this with our guest. We have a guest coming up,
by the way.
Uncle Stable himself, Chris Nicholas, from the Stable Independent Media Expo.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, first weekend in March at the Marchesa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? Is Marchesa? He'll know.
I'll say the Marchesa. I'll the Marchesa.
I'll say Marchesa, and then we'll figure it out.
Only if I'm allowed to make the finger kisses.
Of course. Is that what those are called?
They're called that now.
The Italian finger kisses? King horse. What was I saying?
You slept and napped.
I slept in and I napped, mm-hmm. and I did not go see that movie. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've been so busy. Because right now we're working on this sketch comedy show. There's another show tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It's called Stat Comedy, statcomedy.com, in case you want to know more about that. And that's all I'll say about it. Yeah. There's a link to it off Mascot Wedding website. Though.
Check your local listings. I believe it's in the Chronicle if you follow the thing.
It's got a little star next to it. Anyway. This is the first weekend I've had.
Yes.
Where I'm not scrambling around or looking at a gun and crying.
Uh-huh.
And it was really nice. It was super nice. And here's the bad part of it, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, buddy. I was watching the Spurs.
Yes.
I slept through half the Spurs game, but then I turned it on and I was watching it. And Spurs, apparently they, just when I started watching it, they blew a big lead.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was real close in the fourth quarter. Spurs were down by one. And then, long story short, the Spurs were down by three. Mm-hmm. They missed a shot. And so the Clippers had the ball with basically no time left. The Clippers had won the game.
Right.
And so I got stuff to do, and I turned it off. Mm-hmm. Stupid. Because mm-hmm. how did I know that Chris Paul was going to turn it over right to Gary Neal, nail the three, Spurs win an OT?
Yeah, they sure did.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Learn from my mistake, folks. You watch until the last second.
That's right.
If it's close, you watch.
You always make sure the teams cover. I'm sorry, what, win? That's right, they win.
Because I ran back, and I didn't even have time to watch it all on TV because I had to come do the show.
Yeah.
So I saw the final play. And I was like, man, that would have been exciting.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Although I did, I guess I had to get stuff done. Yeah. Anyway, how are you, David Hutton?
I'm doing all right. I also enjoyed a day where I'm actually under the weather, but I got so much done that I don't care, and I'm just not noticing until right now when my throat is very, very itchy. But I did some dishes, which were like Super Bowl dishes, like two-week-old dishes. Very disgusting. I did some laundry, so now I can walk through my walk-in closet. Very nice. I was very happy. But then I started to watch the documentary The Interrupters was on PBS earlier this week. Mm-hmm. So I caught the first half of that. Man, what a bummer.
What's The Interrupters about?
The Interrupters is the documentary from last year by the maker of Hoop Dreams. And it's about these former gang members in Chicago who now go into the mean streets of Chicago and interrupt fights as they're happening and talk to the gang members, talk the gang members down.
Whoa, they're like Batman, is what you're saying.
They're like urban Batman. Yes.
Wow, but instead of beating people to death with a batarang, they he's gonna beat people to death.
Yeah.
Don't start sending me your emails. Or like a Spider-Man, instead of leaving people webbed up with a note for the police, which I believe counts as evidence.
Yeah,
they're actually breaking up fights.
Oh, they're not like the superhero Batman. They're like Batman, like Morgan Freeman in Lean on Me. When they used to call him Crazy Joe, now they call him Batman.
Never saw it.
What? Oh, that was the best. Oh, Lean on Me. Put it on your list.
Yeah, maybe not. Obviously, I'm very busy, David. I've had Banditas. Banditas in my Netflix. Uh-huh. It's been in my DVD player. Unwatched. No, wait. Yeah. I watched half of it. And I actually logged onto Netflix the other day to add... Oh, boy. The Black Cauldron?
The
Disney cartoon?
Wow, you got a lot of irons in the fire, don't you?
Yeah. Ted, that Disney cartoon to my Netflix queue. Uh-huh. And I was like, I saw the date that I had Banditas in there.
Yeah.
And it has been quite a while. But well, anyway, you're watching The Interrupters.
I was watching The Interrupters. People are going to die in this movie.
Why? Why did that have to happen?
Well, because they're talking about gangs and stuff. Gang members, they do a part in the middle of the movie where they're just driving past those sort of memorials and candlelit vigils that they set up in the streets.
Yeah.
And putting the names and ages under them. Oh, I almost cried my damn eyes out. I almost ruined my laundry day. That's a way to minimize people's deaths, right?
Did you realize we were trying to talk ourselves up as bad boys? And you are now talking about crying, ruining your laundry day?
Yeah, well, I also ate dairy before I took a nap.
All right.
Bad boys.
Yeah.
King horse.
I had some Greek yogurt with some granola. I was actually listening to the radio this morning, another station, and it was some dumb ad for something else.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a mattress sale, and they were like, hey, are you coming to, let's say it was Greg's Mattress.
Right.
Like, you coming to Greg Mattress's rockin' New Year, like, President's Day sale? And I was like, do not, don't attack this mattress sale like,
you know
you're dropping a subwoofer in my car.
Just be glad that they didn't do hip hop in honor of President's Day sale. Because I'm surprised, like, more people haven't jumped on that, like, hey, we got a black president, let's start using the hip hop beats.
Wow. Yeah, I'm surprised too that you're so racist.
Yay! Are you actually surprised?
I'm not that surprised.
Okay.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special in studio guest. Does everything sound right in your cans?
Yeah. Dub, 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 step into a new bedroom suite.
Okay, whenever you're ready. he is the creator and founder of Austin's Independent Media Expo, Staple, which is now one of its, I'm going to guess, seventh year?
Eighth.
Wow.
Damn, getting it done. He goes by the name Uncle Staple. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Nicholas.
Yes. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Do you prefer Chris or Uncle or Staple?
I'm going to call you Chris.
Call me what you like.
Let me head off that question. Like. I'll call you Chris.
Okay, Unky Staple. We have some...
Actually, now I'm on board with Unky. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
You have an unusual mic
with your
style.
Naps and stuff.
Yep.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah, you are rocking the microphone in a weird way. It's very Lemmy from Motorhead.
You know, you guys are standing up, so
make yourself comfortable.
If you want to sit, you can sit.
I feel more comfortable standing if you're standing.
Don't let us intimidate you because you're in our dojo.
Okay. I know that David, right. he takes the microphone, wraps a cord around his hand like a Rollins.
Rollins style.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. With just
I was getting that.
Yeah.
The gym shorts.
I'm also just wearing shorts right now.
I wish you would do a show like that, actually.
Yeah. We could do this.
That would be intense.
We could absolutely do this.
But so when is Staple?
Staple is March 3rd and 4th, the first weekend of March.
And I've been
Saturday
to this thing.
Saturday and Sunday. Yes, you have.
I've been to this thing a whole bunch of times. It's a lot of fun. And you got a lot of people doing, bringing some DIY stuff.
It's basically, I mean, the concept is it is independently created comic book scenes, arts, crafts, animators, podcasters sometimes, all just sorts of stuff. Anything that anybody can make themselves, they bring it. We have, at this point in our career, over 150 exhibitors of these kinds of things are going to be there.
Yeah,
that's selling them.
That's really great. I mean, because when this first started, it felt, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it felt strictly like a small press comic convention, expo, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea behind it. I mean, I'd been, I self-published comic books myself, and in effort to get those out there, I'd been to some conventions like around the country and, mainstream sort of conventions, and they put people like us always in the artist alley,
right?
And which
it's creepy
like
over there.
It's creepy. You could get mugged.
Did that really happen?
Well, they do have throwing stars.
And then so but there's also like some around the country. There's a few conventions that sort of focus on independently created stuff. Mm-hmm. And I started meeting a lot of people around town and around Texas that were doing the same sort of thing, self-publishing or small press folks. I was like, well, we need a show here for that sort of thing.
I feel like we definitely needed a show here. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that once it got created in Austin, it was like, where was this? Like this, it really does feel very appropriate for the town.
Thanks.
And
yeah.
It feels like definitely a thing that Austin needed. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Yeah. I think, I don't think it could have been done in a other town besides Austin, really,
right?
As far as Texas goes, there's a lot of comic
Take
book
that,
creators. Actually, there's a really good comic book show in Lubbock.
I take that back, Lubbock.
There's a really good buddy of mine up there who Will Terrell, who is put together the Lubbock Comic Book Expo.
Let's not drop names. We'd all like to mention Will Terrell's name on the show.
Always back on Midland. That's a good rule of thumb.
Take
and
that, Midland.
I went to it, and I had a really good time up there. And the nice thing about doing a comic book show in Lubbock is they put you on the front page of the newspaper.
Nice.
And what is the Lubbock paper called?
The Lubbock
Post-it Note?
The Dry County Times?
Lubbock Chronicle. I don't know.
The Lubbock Chronicle. There it is.
The Lubbock Load?
The big flat.
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of guests, again, lined up this year, including a co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm sure he loves that, Kevin Eastman.
Kevin
Eastman. Has he embraced that? Or has he got it? Because I remember, you know, after he messed around with the Turtles, he bought Heavy Metal magazine, and he married Julie Strain.
That's right, man. Is this happening tomorrow? Is this happening? Can I just go? Can I just go right now?
My question, I guess, is if I bring some turtle stuff, is that guy going to be cool?
Well, from what I've heard, he's a pretty cool guy. He's super laid back, super nice dude. You know, in our email exchanges, he's been really cool. He's like, hey, all right, pizza. No, he didn't say
that. Radical dude. And then he went and did some
cool. Cowabunga. No.
So he'll answer all my Rat King questions?
He may. Or he may gun you. He's from L.A. So.
Not sure. Not cool, Kevin Eastman.
But yeah, he's going to be there. We're pretty excited about having him out. And yeah, he's had quite a storied career outside of the turtle stuff.
Yes.
A lot of stuff I didn't know until I started researching it. He founded Tundra Publishing, which
really
put out a
Tundra,
whole
that beautiful lot of, disaster for a second.
Yeah, it was amazing. Put out a whole lot of really good books that no one bought. And then
he did an interview recently about Tundra, or maybe I just read an excerpt from it that was reposted. He started Tundra, is independent, you know, and he wanted to throw all this money at it, and he basically lost a ton of money, and he had a bunch of books that were great, but also some that didn't get finished. It's one of those things where it's like, man, I could read about this all day long.
I don't want to get into conspiracy theories and stuff, but apparently he was stealing a lot of creators from Marvel because he would let them come do what they wanted to do. And so they kind of got on the distributors and were like,
really?
That's the scuttlebutt.
I like scuttlebutt.
I'm not saying that's true.
I don't know about scuttlebutt. You also have some other people. We're going to be there doing something with Master Pancake.
The Master Pancake's going to be there. And finally.
I'm sure.
Finally, and after all these years. I'm very excited about to see you guys do that. And Mr. Erler, who's been helping set that up, said, we can't say what you're going to do.
Yes.
Right.
But it is going to rule them all.
That is a good way to put it.
You lost me. You're also going to have the Intergalactic Nemesis.
The Intergalactic Nemesis excited. Returning from Conan O'Brien appearance. Yes.
You must have been excited to see your boys.
I was so proud. I teared up.
Yeah, it was pretty great. But they will be here. Do you know what day that they'll be here? Or will they be here both days?
Jason Newlander, who's a producer and director and writer of The Intergalactic Nemesis, is going to be manning a table at Staple both days. They're actually going to sort of semi-perform and speaking thing on Saturday at noon.
Okay.
So, you know, line up early for that, get there for that, and get sort of the inside story about the Intergalactic Nemesis.
It was funny because they were, you know, they went on Conan, and Conan and Andy did a couple roles.
Yeah.
It must have been awesome. Like, hey, guys, we're going to be on Conan. Yay. Hey, you two sang back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The two the guys that got kind of kicked off.
Yeah. Conan's going to do yours.
What? Actually, Jason doesn't usually perform. He's directing it.
Oh, so I see.
It was I'd never seen him perform before, and I was he did really well. I was kind of getting, you know, because Danu, the girl that's in the cast now, is kind of a good friend of mine, and we has been in my improv troupe, and so
one thing at a time.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm not going to plug that right now.
You plug it at the end.
I was getting a little protective there. Conan was kind of getting grabby. One point. Not that I blame him. She's a lovely woman, but it's like, come on, hey, watch your hands. Watch your hands there.
Well, I'm pretty sure because she was pretty is not the kind of thing that'll hold up in court or something. It was like, hey, you know, in her defense, pretty.
Yeah,
I think it's exactly. All right.
Grabbing allowed. That was the sound of a gavel.
I guess when you're Conan, you can do that.
Horse collect.
Yeah, so Intergalactic Nemesis, Kevin Eastman, Master Pancake Theater. We're also going to have Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt, who are the creators of a comic book called The Sixth Gun, which if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it.
That dude Cullen Bunn's blowing up.
Supernatural horror western comic.
Okay.
Their previous book called The Damned has been picked up by Showtime to be turned into a show.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's going to have a lot of nudity and stuff in it.
Pill popping.
By the time that Showtime gets done with it, we would hope so.
It's going to be called The Dam.
And actually, Brian Hurt, the artist, provided our staple gator this year.
Oh, no kidding.
Which I'm very pleased. Did an awesome job.
I think Colin Bunn's going to be, for you mainstream comic fans, I think he's going to be writing Wolverine pretty soon.
What, seriously?
So, yeah. So
it's a good writer.
Touch him while he's touchable. He'll still be touchable.
Yeah, exactly. Because once he enters that untouchable Marvel status. Yes,
because David Ayer, the last writer of Wolverine.
He's infinitely,
Jason Aaron, but I mean, it's still.
Yeah.
The infinitely touchable Colin Bunn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, if you can touch Colin anybody. Bunn, you have to touch him good.
That's a dude you can grab and with a... I should have said that.
Also, Kagan McLeod.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar with that person. What has that person done?
He has his first book out on Top Shelf. It's called Infinite Kung Fu. And I just picked it up. I haven't read it yet, but I've been flipping through. It's a beautiful book. It's essentially like an old school Kung Fu movie done in a graphic novel.
Okay.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, right, actually, right now that you've said alley, that, so. That has been kicking around for a while.
It hit a lot of best of lists in 2011. And yeah, we're excited to get him out. And then we're going to do like a panel that's women of webcomics. We've got three different female webcomics artists who are going to talk about their stuff: Liz Prince, Marty Naomi, and Monica Gallagher are going to be there.
Excellent.
Talking about that stuff. And the International Academy of Web Television.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. What
is that a thing?
About it. That is a thing.
But is it like a thing like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Or like, are they a council that get together?
Is David Wayne going to be there?
It's a nonprofit organization that sort of promotes web television production shows. Stuff okay. Like. So things like the Guild. In fact, the girl that does the Guild is on their board. She's one of the board members.
What is her name?
Felicia Day.
Thank you. Yes.
That girl, yes.
In Pretty Lady News.
Pretty. So she's not going to be here, but...
Well, then I guess I'll just see you guys.
Fine.
Fine, but yeah, so it's to promote that sort of like, you know, and it's another form of media. It's the Independent Media Expo, and so people are making their own TV shows, putting them on the YouTubes and the Vimeos and what have you. And so some people are very successful with that, and some of the very successful people who are going to be there talking about that are Bernie Burns, who does Red v. Blue.
Yes.
Which is, you're familiar with, is the... Mm-hmm. Takes Halo characters and animates that.
Very funny.
And very successful.
Very funny.
Yes.
Very successful. Also, I dropped my
very
notes.
Smooth. Very smooth.
Thank you. I was hoping you could catch me on that.
But yeah, it does speak to how this has grown into, you really are emphasizing the media part of the Independent Media Expo.
Right. And that was always our intent starting out. I mean, the reason it has been very comic book centric. Mm-hmm. From the beginning was, you know, that was my interest. And there were, at the beginning in 2005, there was sort of an internet infrastructure, communications infrastructure between of comic book folks, like lots of message boards and things like that, to where we could get in touch with those, which I wasn't able to find as much with the zines and the crafters and stuff like that. And now, you know, since then, the web TV thing has exploded over the last couple of years, so... That's coming into play as well. So we'd like to see anyone who can create a thing.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a lot of fun to check out. And again, that is a staple, and that is Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th at the pronounce this for me.
Marquesa.
Oh! That's right, bow down, King Horse.
But I did the lip kisses.
Yeah, you did.
Marquesa, Holland Theater.
And that's March 3rd and 4th and staple. Staple-Austin.org.
Staple-Austin.org. Facebook/StapleAustin. At Staple on Twitter.
There you go.
A Marquesa, if you don't know, it's over in the Lincoln Village Shopping Center, the very south end. It's where if you're an old-time Austinite, you might remember the old theater.
I saw Unbreakable there.
Wow.
What? Oh, I want to see Unbreakable.
Cool. And then, yes, which is kind of, it's... The entrance is off Middle Fiskville, so it's kind of between the Highland Mall and I-35 and up off 290, but
I love every time I drive down Middle Fiskville, usually to go to Men's Warehouse.
Of course.
No, but I always
and I want to, you know, I really like that suit you're wearing right now.
Thank
it's
you.
It's dashing.
It's dashing.
It's Tony does me right.
And he also puts you in a good suit.
Oh, stupid. Stupid. No, yeah, that did not deserve anything. You're gross.
It was dumb. It was the dumbest thing I've said all year.
Pretty dumb. Well, years young.
Yeah, it is. Nice.
But anyway, I was going to say Middle Fiskville. I always think like the Decemberist named a street when I read that thing. Middle Fisk. I can't do a good. What's that dude's name?
Colin Malloy?
Yeah. If you can do a good Colin Malloy impression, call us up. I'll put you on.
I
said a good one. But Chris, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes,
thanks for having me, guys. Great to see you.
Great to see you as well. I'll tell you what, let us take a break.
Sure.
David, could you kill a second or two while I plug this in?
I sure can. We are on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. Let's see if I can open this thing up, see if we've gotten any tweets. I imagine we have not, because everybody who listens to us is tweet-spended, which is fine, but we'll check it anyway. Checking in right now. And also, the number is 472-5667. We'll go open phones the rest of the way.
Hey, David.
Yes, sir?
Is this thing missing?
Oh, I guess it is missing.
We'll tell you what. Why don't you play a song?
Oh, that's a bummer.
Look at that. I guess that's something I should have known.
Yeah, I figure someone would have told us if a way to play music at a radio station was missing.
Maybe maybe they did. I'm not the best at following that list. Sorry, Cartwright. Your song's not going to get played today.
Well, let's see. What do I want to play then? What do I want to play?
I have lots of thrash metal in my car.
No.
Nope. Not even a little bit. Nope. That is all right. We are going to go with some. Did I do this right? I sure did. Standard Fare from their Out of Sight, Out of Time record.
Chris, thanks again for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
I appreciate
I will shake
it.
Your hand in 1 second. I will shake it right now. This is Suitcase, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
My suitcase is packed under the bed.
Ooh. Hey, David.
Yeah, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake.
And we just heard... Good heavens. We just heard Standard Fare from their new album, Out of Sight, Out of Time. That was Suitcase. The phone number is 472-5667. The Twitter handle is at Mascot Wedding. We're going open phones the rest of the way. We'll talk some stuff. We'll sling some mess, because that's how we do it, because we're the radio bad boys.
I don't like the way you said it.
Because we're the radio bad boys.
Now that sounded pouty.
We're the radio bad boys.
No, that's pouty. Or now you're feeding into it.
I want some black wickle.
No, see, that is just adorable.
Always am. Always will be.
Man, speaking of jerks, there's this one Budweiser commercial on right now that I cannot stand.
Uh-huh.
It's this guy at a bar. I'm sure you've seen it.
Uh-huh.
And he's complaining about stuff. And then people come up and they try and cheer him up with cool things. Like, he's like, man, everything's terrible. And someone's like, hey, you know, something's cool. Like raw cookie dough's cool. And he's like, salmonella. And he's like, Mondays. And someone goes, Fridays. And he goes, you know, taxes. Someone goes, Facebook. Like, that's a cool thing. Yeah.
I have not seen this commercial.
And then he's complaining. And then someone says, like, puppy breath. And then you see the guy, and he's like, went over, and he's like, my cute neighbor, Sarah, or something.
What?
And it was like, yeah. So the guy, the thing that finally tips him over the edge and makes him, turns from a grumpy Gus to a happy-go-lucky, he likes getting creepy with his neighbor.
Yeah, why don't they just cut to the chase and be like, pretty girls?
Yeah, well, I'm sure, the fact that it's neighbor, she can't go home without this weird guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, thanks. Oh, you call and then you hang up, huh? Is that how you're doing it?
Yeah, it's pretty much just like homespun peeping. Like, yeah. Okay, great.
Exactly. Choice oogling.
Choice oogling.
Also, the fact that this guy is 15 years older than anyone else at that bar.
Yeah. I need to see this commercial.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a lot of TV lately.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of sports.
Man, I want to watch some TV. Yeah, seriously. By the way, open letter to the NBA. Hey, you're the only game in town. Put some games on TV today. You can't do that? Come on.
The Spurs were on.
Yeah. There's two other. There was another day game. That I would have liked to have seen.
Why would you like to have seen it?
Because I had some money on
it. Don't blame the NBA for your terrible vices. Speaking of the NBA, David.
Yes, sir.
Have you caught Linsanity?
Oh, I might be running a Linsanity fever. I might be going a little insane. I'm convinced of this guy's talent, but full-blown insanity, I wouldn't say I have.
You wanted to talk about him, though, right?
I do want to talk about him. Here's what I do want to talk about, and this is going to get a little dicey, and I apologize in advance. Because for those of you who don't know, Jeremy Lin is a player for the New York Knickerbockers. He is a guard. He is a what someone would call a phenom right now. He was relegated to practice squads. He was about to be cut, but they started...
Yeah, he was already cut from one team this year, and then, as you were about to say, I believe they just put him in the starting lineup, and then
he went on a tear. They went on a 6-game winning streak with him. We can go and take this
one. Okay, let's see if this phone call works here. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening? I just wanted to suggest another Ken Happy-related nickname for you, Mac.
Oh, who is this?
This is Spencer.
Oh, hi, Spencer.
Hey, Spencer, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was saying you could be the Double Duchess.
Double Duchess? Why would I be that?
I don't know. You're kind of a big guy, right?
So what is it going to do with anything?
I'm just saying, if you're going with Get Happy-related nicknames, you know.
Oh, no, we're not going Get Happy-related nicknames. No, that is an album. That's mine.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that album, and so I thought this was just coming out of left field.
Yeah, because he could be a...
Okay, well, a little bit of left field. You know, I just, King Horse is kind of a non sequitur.
Well, but I'm the King Horse around here. And if anything, he's going to be a clown time is over, because he's been saying that all year long.
Oh, that's not my thing.
That's not really a now. That's just something that, if it's over, it's over.
Right. He could also be, what else could it be? He could be Love for Tender.
Clown time, and then you could be over.
All right, you Costello nerds. Don't make me fire a gun in the air and get you off my porch.
Hey, at least it's not comic talk this time, right?
Well,
yeah, hey ho. All right, Spencer, have a good weekend.
Not too bad.
No, I said have a
good weekend.
Oh, okay. Right on. You guys take it easy.
All right, you too.
You too, bye. I didn't mean to hang up on him, but I get a little Wilhelm Scream. Not Wilhelm Scream.
Didn't care for that anti-comic talk.
I love the comic talk.
Yeah, exactly. We all do. It's America's favorite.
Speaking of comic talk, I was looking at my list of things to talk about today, and you are going to be gone next week.
I am, yes.
And we have one confirmed guest. It's a lady.
Oh.
Samantha Pitchell from Culture Map Austin and various other things, including South by Southwest. And I was like, let me get the nerdy stuff out of the way today.
Well, good. Then I'm glad we're talking about sports and comic books.
So, yeah, we're talking about Jeremy Lin. That guy blew up, went on a tear. You know, people are like, oh, is this a fluke? And then he just kept on producing. I think he had like 30-plus games back-to-back. Yeah. He's been averaging a lot of assists.
Had a game winner the other night.
Yeah, and the Knicks have actually, they've gone on a pretty, they were started out like several games below 500, yes. And I don't think they're there yet because they just lost last night. But anyway, they went on a pretty good win streak for this team that was missing for a stretch their main two players. Carmelo Anthony's still out.
Yes.
So in other words, the Knicks, their two stars went down. Everyone thought they would flounder. They threw this guy in the starting lineup. This team's never looked better.
Yeah, exactly. And New York sports is good for sports. So if New York's good, that's good for everybody. And I'm glad the Knicks are winning because it's exciting. And I'm glad Jeremy Lin is winning on the Knicks because that's exciting. However, people have been scrambling to make a thing out of it. Like Linsanity was very quick. That popped up like the first night he was good. So then this happened last night after the Knicks lose to the Hornets. On ESPN's mobile website, it didn't make their actual website, they had a headline, it was their lead story that the Knicks lost to the Hornets, but their headline was, and this is not coming from me, it's coming from ESPN, their headline was, a chink in the armor, as if to say, oh, by the way, did I mention this? Let's start from the start. Jeremy Lin is an American-born player of Chinese descent, so... Like, everybody's kind of been scrambling to be like, oh, isn't this rare? A Chinese guy who's good at basketball? What's going to happen to this world? And, like, earlier in the week, Madison Square Garden got under a little bit of fire for having a graphic when he was on the court, a graphic of his head popping out of a fortune cookie, which some people found offensive. It was accidentally offensive. I'll
you
say
know
that.
When Danilo Gallinari played there, I think they did play some sort of, like, when the PA announcer would say his name, he'd be like, Danilo Gallinari, yeah.
Yeah, they used to do like pizza pie music, like, yeah.
Because he's from Italy.
So Madison Square Garden is no stranger to being dumb and awful.
Can I ask you this, though?
Absolutely.
So the headline, Chink in the Armor.
Yes.
Do you think that would, Do you think that was on purpose?
I absolutely do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not insane. That's insane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because there's so many other ways to play it. I mean,
they have apologized. ESPN. Yes,
they did. They took it down within a half hour.
I mean, and that, of course, you know, besides, it's a term in and of itself. Mm-hmm. When I read it, I was like, I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. And hopefully he didn't think that.
Yeah.
Like that he was going to make a pun. Hopefully he was just like writing, like, you know, there's like a. It's like, you know, this is the weakest link or something, some phrase like that.
Right,
he's just using because he's a bad sports writer.
Yeah. And exactly, like, also, there are variations on that expression. You could easily say a chip in the armor. That has been said for years and years because people are trying to move away from that word no matter what it means.
So if this guy did write that on purpose, he can leave.
Yeah, he absolutely can. Because that's the thing. Like, I have a very high threshold of being offended. But when you hit that threshold, you have done something offensive.
No, that's really low.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It is.
Like after the Super Bowl, someone like overheard Giselle.
Yes.
Say something which was true.
Mm-hmm.
And Giselle Bündchen.
Right. The wife of Tom Brady.
The wife of Tom Brady and a Brazilian supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these sports writers were like, oh, you can't say, like, slamming her. I wonder how they're going to react to this guy.
Yeah, exactly. But
here's some real stuff you can't say, you monster.
Right. I mean, because, and I wonder if I'm overreacting. I hope I'm not, because let's be fair here. If I had given it more than 2 minutes of thought this week, I probably would have come up with something like that, joked with my friends, but then sloughed it off like, oh, isn't this going to be wild when someone makes this a headline? Because I know they will. But
how dare you?
But, well, I mean, look. I mean,
this is basketball we're talking about. You know, how dare you defame it?
But, and I will also give it the benefit of the doubt because... If you've ever accidentally sent an email to someone that you did not mean to send it to, that's how easy it is to post a story online. So if this was just sort of a placeholder headline that they were just joking around and someone accidentally hit send, that's fine. Here's the thing, though. Don't put yourself in a position to where you can accidentally hit send on that. You don't joke about that. And it really bothered me that made it out.
I disagree, but a couple things. I bet it's not that easy at ESPN.com unless you are... their webmaster. I don't think writers themselves are updating.
Right.
I mean, maybe certain blogs or something, but I would honestly, no, I'm going to say ESPN probably, I'm going to say, I bet money on the fact that ESPN does not let writers
update
their own thing. And if that was a joke, that's still not cool to put in a company email. I mean, granted, like if you want to say a racist thing to bust your buddy up because being racist is shocking and being shocking is funny.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, honestly, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, you know, just busting up, but like, do I really believe it? Of course not.
No, of course
not.
And
if that's what this guy is doing, actually writing it in there, and like passing it around, not smart.
Yeah, and then just, I mean, to examine it even further, the connotation of like, let's say he was saying like, it is a chip in the armor, that sort of thing. It's derisive in that way that like, oh, you're not so good anymore, are you? Like, why can't he just have an off night? Why does it have to be about him right now? I mean, he's the hot story.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you get all the credit, you know, you get all the glory, you also get all the blame if you're a superstar in the league. However, before you blow up our phone lines thinking that we're okay with this as a joke, no, we're not.
No.
Why? Because it's kind of, there's being racist to be funny and shocking when it's actually funny. Mm-hmm. This is just kind of an ugly joke.
Right, exactly.
It's also not even good.
Yeah. There is a way to be awful, and this is just awful.
I like it when celebrities die for only one reason. Mm-hmm. It helps me demonsterize my Facebook feed. Like when Whitney Houston passed, if you're first to market with an awesome, like, you know, like, boo, like, I was about to say one, but, you know, why not?
Say one.
No, it's fine.
Okay. But oh, like, are they going to say someone that someone else posted?
Like, yeah, I will.
Okay.
Oh, okay, fine. It's like Bobby Brown, or Whitney Houston beat Bobby Brown to death.
Uh-huh.
Or something like, and something like, isn't this funny that this happened? I thought the opposite. It's like, oh, congratulations, you're not funny and a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's what happens when somebody dies, you just can't wait to be first to market with a joke on it, then we don't need to be, I don't need to read your stupid updates anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
However, if it's really funny, I'm going to let it slide every time. This, by the way, is not the Jeremy Lin thing. Not funny. Ugly.
No. Absolutely.
You're in the mascot wedding toilet bowl and we're flushing you.
Yeah, shame on you, ESPN. That's why I go to SI.
You know what?
To read my sports.
Back in the day, I used to go to ESPN.com all the day. Mm-hmm. I'd look at SI and I'd be like, no thanks, this is ugly and confusing.
Yeah.
Now, I never go to ESPN.com.
No.
I'm straight SI.
Although, you know what?
What?
Now is Now I am a man without a country for the next couple weeks because SI.com is promoting their swimsuit issue.
Yes.
That means no sports at work because I don't want ladies, half-naked ladies in my face while I'm in the office.
I'm saying I'm going to it more now.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Anyway, so that's my...
Just let that dead air sit.
That's my soapbox of the week.
No, but you're right. That is weird, like, to go on SI.com, like, oh, I want to read some basketball articles. There's, like, Bar Rafaeli, however you say her name.
It's like, oh,
sitting
what?
There in the bikini, crossing her arms at me. Kind of judging me, actually.
Uh-huh.
Cool it, Bar.
Yeah, you're going to sit there, are you?
And then here's the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. Who wants this?
Nobody does. We're so beyond it.
No. I didn't even get to the part where I'm saying who wants it. So the creepiest thing that SI does is body painting.
Yes.
Which, by the way, that does not do it for me.
Nope.
I don't get it because it's like, oh, they're naked, but they got paint over them that looks like they're wearing a swimsuit. It doesn't, because like a clothed woman, a clothed attractive lady, if you're looking at it, you can be attracted to a little mystery.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's happening there? I'm like John Ralphio.
Yeah, what are you all about?
Bing, bang, bong, we're going to go into my Civic. And then there's also the naked lady. That's got its definite benefits as well.
It sure does. Leader of the pack.
Yeah. I feel like you're ruining both
with
the body paint.
Because the last thing you want to be when you are trying to be stimulated is overly analytical. Because if you're looking at someone whose body paint is like, oh, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Is that a nipple or is that a piece of paint? You win, sexy art. And the other thing, too, is they have a section of athletes posing with these models, like Bar and the Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a picture of Bar and Chris Paul just hanging out together.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I don't know.
Chris Paul's a real attractive guy.
Yeah.
Bar Rafaeli's a real attractive lady. Are you just like putting these together, like standing next to each other? I'm supposed to put them together? Is that what you want, SI?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to make this happen in my brain?
Yeah, that whole thing is...
Or might just be like, hey, that's some pretty good swimwear they're wearing.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to buy those trunks Chris Paul's wearing. That's always the funniest thing.
Go ahead.
When they do put the prices of the swimwear in the swimsuit issue, it's like, oh, I can't wait to spend $400 on that chainmail. Awesome.
It's like, SI, we leave the fantasy masturbation to you. Like, how am I supposed to do this?
Next, you're cut out paper dolls. Ram them into each other.
They got two holes for the legs, so you can put your fingers and make them walk around. You know what I'm saying?
Or not.
I hope you do. Oh, boy. What else has been going on? Oh, man. Austin, cue some sad music, David. I would, but I can't get my iPad in there. This town's getting a little less nutty.
Oh, what?
We're losing Junior.
Yes,
AKA
we are.
AKA that Wendy's guy. Yeah. There's a Wendy's on the University of Texas at the Texas Student Union.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man who worked there who is... How would you describe... What he's famous for?
He is famous for being animated about his job in the service industry.
Like you would order and he would take your order really fast.
Yeah.
And he'd be really determined. Like, what do you want to drink? What do you want to drink? Like, you know, he'd...
And with such enthusiasm, like, he was sort of what's a nice Nazi? He'd be like a nice soup Nazi. So
yeah, and he's like, it's a Wendy's drill sergeant. You want to do that?
Let's go with that. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, and apparently he got transferred to a different Wendy's, and then he moved to New York. And this actually, it showed up in a blog I follow, which this blog is not from Austin.
Oh, really?
And so it was on Tumblr, though, and they don't have a comment feature, so I was able to find out how the hell do you guys, I mean, maybe he's a UT alum.
Yeah.
But there was even a film about this guy that got into South By 1 year. So, I mean, he's no Leslie around town.
No.
But he's still a notable Austin weirdo.
Yeah, but you know what? He's a better Leslie. If I may say so, because he's doing it. He's always been doing it.
But was he manager of that place?
No.
Okay, then why not? That guy's working there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to take Wendy's to task because I really don't know the details of this.
Especially that was one of the worst Wendy's, if I may.
It was not the best Wendy's, but he did seem to go through that line pretty fast.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think there's some people outside that are probably waiting to get into the City Theater next to us, but.
Uh-huh.
They are actually standing outside our door. They just kissed.
Yeah.
It was, and Dave and I both looked at them when that happened.
It's like a real smooch party going outside.
And now we're weirded out.
Yes. What was I just
going to say? Though, these guys, these weirdos taking off?
Uh-huh.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye. What'd you bring to this town?
Yeah.
What'd you contribute? What'd you make? Nothing. Can you pop me up, David?
I sure can.
What'd you make? Nothing.
Oh, that felt pretty good.
Yeah. You will never know me. That's my dream saying to a person when I break up with them. You will never know me.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
Now I forgot. But you know what though? Wendy's guy, he was good at his job though.
Yeah, exactly. He did his job, did it well.
So I'm going to take that back, Wendy's guy.
Yeah.
I apologize for besmirching your name just now. Because look, how many times have you walked into a fast food place or some place where a guy's working behind a cash register or a lady, and you can tell they don't give an S.
Right.
And you're just like, God, look, I didn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid to be here. Like, it takes so little effort to care.
Yeah.
Why don't you try it?
And that's what I'll say about the Wendy's guy, because being at that Wendy's inside the union is a miserable experience. But more often than not, his energy was infectious, and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to be okay for the next 30 seconds. I'm in a better mood. And that's all you ask out of life.
Whenever I think about that Wendy's, I think about it as the place where I ate a triple.
Oh.
For the first and only time, like a Wendy's triple, and then had trouble breathing afterward.
Yeah, exactly. Were you in a prison and someone else ate 50 eggs in an hour?
No. Because here's the thing. When I went to college there, I didn't have a lot of money to throw around a fast food.
Of course.
It's crazy to think now that like I would never eat at a McDonald's because I could not afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, you know, it's like, well, I could go to McDonald's anytime I want. And probably shouldn't ever. Anyway. And so I was like, well, I'm hungry. You usually get a double.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? I usually get like a single. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a double. I'm super hungry. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, though? Calling home tonight. Tell them I'm going to be late because I'm getting a triple. That was a terrible mistake. That thing hurt.
Man, I used to eat triples with regularity.
Yeah.
I would eat them as a part of a bigger meal with a chicken sandwich and some fries. I was a fat, fat man when I was younger.
And go ahead.
No, I'm working on it. I'm working on getting less fat.
Yeah, that's nice. Once again, you know, to have some more free time.
Yeah.
Because I've been living like a genie monster recently, eating the bones of others. Man, I had so much I wanted to get to that we're not going to get to today.
Well,
that's all right. We'll save it for next week. I did want to complain about this. I don't know if what's her face, Samantha Pitchell, wants to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But Mattel has a quick shame on you. I guess, or not shame on you, whatever. Quick beef.
Yeah.
Start some beef. I got to shut up.
Almost home.
Okay. Mattel.
Yeah.
The toy maker. They had the New York Toy Fair this past week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, whatever. And they recognized that there's a collector's market for toys. And so they have started creating figures for this, this market, this collector's market.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of, it's like a sub-brand of theirs, and it's Maddie Collector.
Oh, my God.
So it's made by, it's like, you know, like how Warner Brothers has a New Line or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or Fox has Fox Searchlight.
Yes.
This is Mattel has Maddie Collector.
I just said, oh, my God, like I saw a football injury.
But here's the thing. The Maddie Collector logo,
uh-huh.
God, it's the most annoying thing in the world. It's like some smarmy-looking nerd.
Oh,
he's like just sitting there with his like arms crossed, kind of like, man, I think he's got his arms crossed.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, there's this freckle face guy. And it's like, not that that's a bad thing. If you have freckles, I have them.
Yeah.
At least I used to. I don't know. But just like, it's Maddie Collectors. This guy, Maddie. Like, and he's like, yo, what's up, Maddie? And I could tell that this guy is already like, hey, did you get the new 16-inch, Beast Man? I got it. Like, hey, check it out, guys. 9-inch Grizzlore.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird in itself.
Yeah.
Be a Maddie Collector. I was looking at some of the He-Man toys,
uh-huh.
And man, He-Man, God, yeah, he does have his arms crossed. Here it is right there. Look at that.
Oh, what a loser.
I'm really having a hard time not swearing. He looks like a smug pea. He's got a little crown on his head.
He's like a cartoon Highlander kid from that Toyota Highlander commercial.
He really looks like a hipster with a big dumb head
and
a little crown on his head. Oh, I want to punch Maddie Collector in the face so bad.
I'll smash him over the head with this 24-inch Galactus.
Exactly. I think that's made by another toy company.
Oh.
Kenner? Is that a thing?
I think it's Mattel.
Mattel? Is it?
So. Yeah.
All right, well, you're crushing it then.
Because Kenner does Star Wars.
Well, no, it's the same thing then.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. We'll tell you, we should get out of here.
We should get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Mascot Wedding. We're going to go out with some wax museums. From their iTimes album, this is Bruiser. I think I played this the other day, but who cares? Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Thank you, Chris Nicholas.